Nolte, Barron Disney Theme Parks Blamed on Climate Change. By John Nolte on August 18, 2023. Disney, theme park, attendance has dropped substantially, reports InsideTheMagic.com. The terms ghost town and barren are being used to describe this stunning turn of events. What's to blame? Well, I can tell what is certainly not to blame. And that's having anything to do with Disney's headfirst dive into identity and sexual politics. No, 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 no. Disney's obsession with race and gender has done nothing to do with killing the magic. Even though almost all of Disney's movies are bombing and Disney Plus is losing hundreds of thousands of subscribers and billions of dollars. And Disney's ongoing efforts to groom childing by seeding kiddie content with drag queens, transsexual propaganda, and homosexuality certainly has nothing to do with it. Oh, and don't you dare blame Disney for hiring a straight-up transvestite to greet children at its theme parks. Don't you dare. None of that could be it because, as we all know, decent parents love the new Disney grooming syndicate. You see, all decent parents want a multinational corporation to decide the appropriate age to destroy their child's innocence. Decent parents love walking out of a theme park explaining to their five-year-old why a man with a full mustache is prancing around in a princess dress. No, it can't be any of that because sexualizing little kids is a virtue. I know this because CNN told me so. There's only one reason Disney theme parks are barren in a ghost town. And that's, climate change, which is a hoax. Disney's attendance has dropped substantially, but while there is worry about Bob Iger deceiving attendees and the area being a ghost town, the answer can also relate to something simpler, weather. While weather and climate change are inherently different, the impacts of climate change on Disney show and meteorological events. Who wants to go to the theme park when it's rain out? Why would you risk bringing the family to Disneyland Resort if there is smoke in the air from a fire? These events are getting more common, and the inability to plan for them is one huge way climate change impacts Disney. That results in diminished theme park attendance, simply due to safety reasons. Climate change impacts Disney, without a doubt, and the impacts extend from Disneyland Paris to any Walt Disney Parks location across the globe. Oh, okay. Well, this whole climate change, which is a hoax, problem thing must have launched this year because here's a headline from this same site from last October. Universal Park revenue increases 42%, higher attendance than Disney. So climate change, which is a hoax, wasn't an issue in October. The problem for Disney is that it's a business, not a politician. Here's the difference. Democrats can blame their failures on climate change and get away with it. And by get away with it, I mean get re-elected. In Democrat-run states like California and Hawaii, terrible land management based on environmental religion instead of science has resulted in catastrophic and deadly fires that do more environmental damage than anything man-made. But, to get re-elected, Democrats blame their serial failures on climate change, which is a hoax, and the idiot voters in those states fall for it. But those lies won't work for the Disney grooming syndicate. The DGS is a business. It must make profits, or it goes out of business. Having sycophants blame climate change, which is a hoax, might soothe Wall Street for a little while, but the bottom line is the bottom line. And propaganda keeps only governments in business, not corporations. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.